KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. The opening weekend of the box office smash romantic comedy Crazy Rich Asians, people knew something was up. A movie with an almost entirely Asian cast set in Singapore with the word Asian in the title opened really well, which made a lot of people in Hollywood sit up and pay attention. Now, the first thing I heard from people who make movies for a living was, okay, it did well in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York, places with large Asian American populations who are sort of the target audience for a movie like this, but let's see how well it does next week and the week after. Well, today is officially the week after, and Crazy Rich Asians has hauled in about $120 million and is the most successful romantic comedy in about 10 years. So, now this will be hard to prove, but I'm pretty sure it's a movie that appeals to lots of people, in addition to Asian Americans. In other words, people who are not Asian or Asian American or residents of Singapore have seen this movie and enjoyed it enough to recommend it to their friends, and they have propelled it to blockbuster status, which suggests that another one of the entertainment industry's bedrock rules, that people will only see and enjoy a movie if the characters on the screen bear an uncanny resemblance to themselves or themselves minus 40 pounds, is total nonsense. You know, a Korean-American friend of mine said to me, I saw Crazy Rich Asians and, I didn't like it that much. Why did you lower your voice? I asked. Because, you know, I'm supposed to like it, I guess. They made it for me, sort of. Which is an understandable reaction. If you're Asian American, it's been hard to find representations of people like you on the screen, the big one or the small one. And I know some people for whom the smashing success of Crazy Rich Asians has a powerful lump-in-the-throat effect, and that's fine. There are people who went to see Black Panther, for instance, another gigantic hit movie, and had all sorts of understandably emotional responses to seeing finally a superhero movie with African themes and African faces front and center, above the title, in every frame. Now, the word we use to describe these kinds of movies and movie casts, of course, is diversity, which is now a word so used and applied and rubber-stamped that it's almost lost its meaning. But there's nothing really diverse about the cast of Crazy Rich Asians. It's pretty much all Asian. Crazy Rich Asians and Black Panther, for that matter, aren't diverse. They're specific and specific, especially these days, with every possible thing available on a screen in your pocket, is a better business proposition than more of the same, only louder and whiter. What Crazy Rich Asians is a well-made romantic comedy, which is always a good bet for the box office, with a little variety. It's variety that the audience seems to want. Variety in their romantic comedies, variety in their superhero pictures, variety in the cascade of choices they have of things to watch and stream and download and sit in a dark theater for. Something a little different, set in a place that's fun and new to look at. Bored of Gotham? Try Africa. See New York 1,000 times? Try Singapore. Audiences love variety, which is why the iconic trade publication for the entertainment business is called Variety, because it's so obvious, but it seems to be lost on the gatekeepers of the screens that a little of this and a little of that and classic storytelling frames with new faces and places and an extra layer or two of meaning is pretty much the way to riches and $120 million movies. What's amazing is that there are people who no doubt thought of Crazy Rich Asians as risky, when the truth is, there's nothing more risky than doing the same thing, the same way, with the same casts, over and over again. There's only one true mistake you can make in show business, and that's boring the audience. The best way to avoid that is change it up a little. And that's it for this week. Next week, when the screaming starts. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.